Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us is our friend, Ken.
Hello.
We are on the second issue of this story arc, The Boys. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last episode. And so we go into this next issue, and we've got Rainer kind of second-guessing putting the boys back together, or letting Butcher put the boys back together, but it's kind of, you know, it's too late now, as she says. And then we go over.
She just only agreed to it because she got some dick.
I think there's a little more into it than that.
But no, I'm pretty sure that the dick was all the way into it.
God damn it.
Anyways.
Yeah, we go back to Butcher and Huey and
Terror. Don't forget about Terror.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot, especially right now. So Butcher is talking to Huey, and Huey is having he's trying to be okay, but
Let's throw this out there that Butcher is literally like, shit, did you lose someone? Is that it? Like, he doesn't know, you know, but like, oh my God, this guy's psychic. He knows exactly what I'm going through.
But as he's trying to talk, Huey hears this annoying sound, which is this, what does he call it? Butcher says it's a shih tzu or whatever you call him. And it's this yippy dog shitting on the parkway. And this old lady who, you know, is praising her dog for pooping, but isn't going to pick it up.
Yeah, I like that because Butcher's like, oh, she's not even going to clean that up, is she? She's going to leave it there for some poor sod to stand in.
Want to see something funny? I know how to cheer you up. You might be ugly crying about somebody dying. This will cheer you up.
Yeah.
So he's like, Terror. Fuck it. And then they pan into Terror's face. He's just got this big, you know, dog smile on his face. And then we go over to a... the jitter beam.
One thing I like about this issue is the main story is basically Butcher recruiting Huey, but in between all of that, we will see Butcher meeting up with the rest of his crew. So we first meet up with the Frenchman, and God damn, man! Like when I first read this, I was legit like, I don't want to fuck with this guy. I mean,
well, right? No, I mean.
We find out why later, but like he's talking to his espresso because it's just what he does, and these three guys just fuck with him, just or start talking to him, or not making fun of him. Sorry.
Well, they give him shit.
Yeah,
they're look it's a goddamn surrender monkey. Yeah, you fucking cheese eater, fucking French faggot.
And then he goes, he hops up,
he puts his fucking goggles down over his eyes.
He headbutts the one guy. Looks like he kills him. He punches the other guy.
He crushes his face in.
Yes. Tears off the jaw of the other guy with just a punch. And then takes his knee to the face of the third guy. Like, God damn.
And then, as soon as Butcher walks in the door, he just runs up there and just like, you know, gives him a big old kiss on the fucking cheek and stuff.
He is just happy and the goggles are off and he's excited as a kid.
Yep.
Like this is like the exaggerated epitome of bipolar right here.
Yes.
Oh, and it's beautiful.
Yep. We go back to Terror fucking the shih tzu.
It's just, and then the old lady's like beating Terror with her purse. And he's just like not even.
No, he don't care. But hey, it got Huey to laugh. Like he is mouth agape, just loving it. Like it's the best thing he saw in forever.
And then as they're walking away, the little shih tzu's laying there like its hips are fucking broken and it can't move.
Oh yeah, he deserves
it. Which is, I mean, it's wrong, but at the same time, it's fucking hilarious.
And apparently, its name is Benjamin.
Yeah. So. Yep. Hey, who's
Benjamin here? Likes boys now.
Probably. But this is where Butcher's like, look, Huey, I'm not going to fuck with you. I know who you are. I know what happened. I'm here to basically recruit you. I want you to join, basically get back at who did this to you.
Superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't take the money for a reason. Like, that was apparent. It's because you wanted to...
you wanted more than money. You wanted revenge.
I think he says it. He may say it later. But, yeah, he basically said, you know, you didn't take the money. You wanted to kind of make... You wanted to make it so that the people who did this wasn't satisfied. And Butcher's just like, yeah, that's not the way it works. Before, again, I think I'm jumping ahead on that. So we will jump back to where he goes and gets the female. That's her name.
Is the female.
Yeah, so of the species. And she is, I believe, I know in the show she's Chinese. I think she looks Asian here. I'm just not entirely sure.
She also dresses like she could be Butcher's daughter. I'd just like to point out.
They definitely have a aesthetic that they all have maintained despite not being part of the group for quite a while.
You are correct. Yeah. I never put that together. I didn't also, actually put that together.
Side note, the female of the species, her name is a reference to a Rudyard Kipling poem about females of being more dangerous than males of wild animals.
Nice. Did not know that. Very nice.
Fun fact for the day.
Hey, woo-hoo! We'll take it.
We like fun facts.
Yes, we do. She is knocking on this door of these supposed gangsters. I believe they're gangsters.
Mobsters.
No, thank you. And when they open up and start to like kind of shoo her away, she like her demeanor changes.
Let's not even say shoo her away. The dude literally says, "I'm gonna whip out my dick," and
well, they okay.
The little cunt can.
They started to try and shoo her away, and then he made reference to fucking her, and that changed her demeanor, and she goes in there and rips this guy's face clean off,
and slaps it against the window.
Yeah, as Butcher's looking on.
Lovely.
Let's see here.
Bounces back to Huey and Butcher again.
Yeah, and Butcher's telling Huey that he's working for CIA. Yeah.
Yeah. And saying that, you know, basically it's their job to keep these, you know, superheroes in line, and that, you know, if he wants to, he can, you know, basically come with him and he'll show him the ropes and, you know, show him what's going on. And this is the part where he gets into the payoff. He says, you know,
I knew
you didn't
want
the payoff, though. So obviously, you know, you aren't trying to pretend that it didn't happen. No, you want something else.
And you know, Hugh is just like, oh, he got me. I think, you know, you're right. You can see it all on his face.
You get the impression he knew that wasn't enough, but he didn't really know what he wanted until Butcher showed up.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We then go to Mother's Milk. And this, God, I love this scene. they're just, so they're, those two have a conversation.
Wait, we should probably just point out that scene. Mother's Milk is massive.
Yeah, he's a giant, looks like a bodybuilder.
Like, he's sitting at a four-person table, and he takes up, like, he is literally as wide as one side of it.
Yes. So those two are having a conversation, and then this is his daughter. Yeah, this is his daughter. Comes walking down in like this skimpy outfit. Like
it's a you know, halter top or no, not the halter top. It's a
not tube top.
The belly shirt tube top.
It's not whatever. Tube top. It's and I think halter's right.
And then she's wearing a I can't tell if it's a mini skirt or if it's a pair of jean shorts that are cut like to her cooter.
Yeah, they don't really focus on that, which is I'm totally fine with. But she's basically mouthing off to him. He's like, didn't we have a conversation where you'll dress better? And she's like, I don't remember we having a conversation. I remember you telling me what to do and blah, blah, blah.
And I'm going to go move in with my mom because my mom will let me do what I want and this and this and this.
Butcher's,
and she walks out the door.
Yeah, Butcher's watching on. He's like, I need to take a piss. So yeah, he goes out there. And she is meeting up with these four guys, these four gangbangers, and I
love white people.
Yeah,
Uncle Billy.
he's like, "Can I have a word with Janine, the daughter?" And the one guy, he's like, "You want a word, white boy? You check out the check it out. You want a
check
word
out
with this
word?"
And he pulls up a shirt, and there's a Glock, you know, in his waistband.
I would just like to point out rule number one about gun safety: do not point a gun at your dick ever.
Never, ever.
No.
But I love it because they're looking at him like fresh meat. They're all looking at Butcher like fresh meat. He grabs the gun out of the guy's pants and crushes it between his hands. And they go speeding off.
and then he's like, "Glocks are wanker's guns, son."
Uh-huh. And then he basically tells Janine's like, "Look, your mom was a fucking whore. She was
a piece of trash that didn't care anything for you. Your dad in there has taken care of you since you were 6 months old. He's done everything he can for you, works his ass off for you, and you need to show him a little respect. Now get your ass back in the house and show him
the damn respect." Yeah. So it was this scene was amazing. I love this scene. One of my favorites of this first arc anyway. And then we end here with Huey and Butcher again, back in the quote unquote present.
And he basically tells him, you know, if you're interested, you know, here's an envelope, there's an address or a phone number on it, get a hold of me. There's enough money in there for you to get, you know, a ticket to the States and a place to stay while you're there. And basically, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
You don't have anything left for you here, so change of scenery.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was just like, "Well, I don't know." He's like, he's left shocked because he has no idea what to do. Here's a spoiler. He joins them. He comes over.
Otherwise, no way!
This really? Would have been very boring.
Could you imagine if he like just decided not to, and then that was the end of his character right there?
Well, Butcher gave him money.
Tells him he could.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, do what you want.
He's like, you can either show up or you can't. It's up to you. And
honestly,
if not for the fact that it would have wasted two arcs at the beginning.
Right?
It would fit very well with the overall ethos of the show, of the comic, that just seeing Butcher run through it three times and getting one. Although Butcher definitely put a lot of thought into Wee Huey when he picked him out, although we don't necessarily see how much of that was put in at the time.
But he knew right away, because as he was going through the files... in the first issue, he saw that Huey did not even ask about money, did not ask about...
He didn't ask for any
kind
of
conversation at all. He knew what he was
looking for. Yeah. And so
actually, he didn't know what he was looking for, but he knew that he wouldn't be satisfied with a monetary settlement.
No, Butcher knew.
Butcher. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Huey was the perfect guy for him. So... yeah.
Spoiler. Perfect pawn.
Pawn. There we go. Well, again, I've only read the first volume, so I don't.
Oh shit!
Me too.
Well, forget I said that.
Too late. So you
didn't tell me this shit.
Well, sorry. We'll get to it.
We'll get to it
later on, and that's how we end the second episode.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown. On Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this boy's story arc.